Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bav Metzia, Daf Mem Hei Amud Bet. As promised, about to deal with the sugya of Matbea Nasa Chalipin, and really we're going to look at it from two perspectives. One is using a Matbea as a vehicle for Chalipin, and the second is acquiring a Matbea via Chalipin. So let's get started. Itmar Rav Velevi. Chad amar matbea nasa chalipin, v'chad amar ein matbea nasa chalipin. Important to note, in most cases, when you have two authorities, and one says one position, one says the other position, we spend some time trying to decipher, and usually ending with some sort of conclusion, as to which took what position. Here we're not going to do that. We just have Rav versus Levi, the two Talmidim of Rebbe's old age, or two of them, disagreeing whether matbea can be used as chalipin or not, meaning whether you can, if you give a coin in trade for an item, if it's done in trade, not as payment, whether or then the minute he gets the coin, then the commodity has to be handed over. So Amar of Papa Mai Tama Demand Amar Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. So what would be the reason for the position of saying that it can't be used as chalipin? Mishum Dedaate Yatsurata, because when you accept a coin, your intent is not for the metal, but rather for the validity of the mint. But Surata Vididabatlan, this is the sort of things, and we'll see this at the very end of this podcast, that from time to time would be invalidated. And therefore it has no reality to it, has no substance to it, and that's why we might say that Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. Now let's test that. Tanan, Azahav, Koneta Kesef, our Mishnah, My love, Chalipin, aren't we talking about a case of Chalipin where you give the Zahav for the Kesef, and the minute that the Zahav is taken, the Kesef has to be handed over. So you see that the coin itself of the Zahav can operate as Chalipin. Well, but Damim, we're talking about that it's being used as payment, meaning it's not a swap, but rather I'm buying a gold coin and I'm going to pay you a value. Now, ihachi azahav koneh takesef mechayvim ba'yalei. The language then of our Mishnah is awkward. It shouldn't say azahav koneh takesef. It should be azahav mechayev takesef, meaning the minute that you got the zahav, you're obligated to give the money. So, tani zahav mechayev. You're right. We do have a version of our Mishnah where it uses mechayev. So, achinam mistabran. We do have to take that position. Why? I mean, tani seif akesef eno koneh tazahav. What's the flip side of that? Akesef eno koneh tazahav, as we've already dealt with. If you agree that the konet in our Mishnah is where you're paying a value for the commodity, that's why we have this inequality. Because the gold in the first take of the Mishnah, like Rebbe's old age, as we said, is the gold is the commodity and the silver is the coin. The coin cannot effectuate the kinyan on the pre, it's the opposite. But if you think that we're talking about chalipin, they should be kone each other. If matbea niknam chalipin, we'll agree that gold is certainly matbea inherently, so it should be kone each other. Here we have a braita that expands on our Mishnah. What is an example of hakesef not being kone tazahav? Machar lo asu mechamisha dinar shel kesef dinar shel zahav. Remember, the value of a dinar shel zahav is 25 dinarim shel kesef. So if you sold 25 silver pieces for one gold piece, hal pi shemashach ta kesef, even though the guy with the gold already took the silver, lo kanat shemashach ta zahav, the kinyan is not done until the buyer takes the zahav. So remember, this is riffing off our Mishnah. So if you agree that what's happening here is a purchase, then Mishumachi Lokani, then I understand why the fellow has not made a kinyan until he's taken the Zahav. But if you're talking about Chalipin, then it should be Konet right away. Elamai Bedamim. So therefore, our Mishnah must be interpreted as a case of Damim and not Chalipin. So Yachi Emeresha, look back at the first line, Zav Konet Takesef, Ketzad, Machalo Dinashal Zav, Esvimachamishad Dinashal Kesef. If I sold you a gold coin for 25 pieces of silver, listen to that language. Then the minute that the buyer takes the zahav, the kesef becomes the property of the buyer wherever he is, of the seller wherever it is. So if we agree that this is chalipin, then I understand why the kesef becomes the property of the former gold owner, wherever it may be. They aren't bedamim, but if you think he's paying damim, you don't wouldn't say that. Chayiv gamim should say the man is obligated to pay, not the money automatically becomes the property of the other guy. If it's damim, then that means it's mine and I have to give it to you. So Ravashi the olam bedamim. Ravashi says no, it's still damim. Umay b'chol makom shu. What does b'chol makom shu mean? It doesn't mean if it's in Timbuktu it becomes yours. It means kamot shehu, meaning if the silver was sitting in a particular place and that's what you promised to pay, that's what you have to pay. Kedo amrlei. I amrlei mi'arneki chadashi avnalach. For instance, if you said, I'm going to give you 25 silver pieces that are sitting in a brown new money pouch, umatsu avlei mi'arneki yishana, you can't now turn around and give them from an old money pouch. V'gavda difiminayu, even though they might be better. My time, Adam Arle, Liashtan Kabayin and Lahu. I want to see them age. Hey, whatever reason he has. But he has the rights to that, so that's what B'chol Makom Shehu means. It doesn't mean that the money becomes the property of the other fellow in wherever place it is, which would imply Chalipin. It means you have to pay him the money, but you have to pay him as per whatever location you stated before the deal. Our Papa now takes an aside. He says, Afil man damar enit matbeh nasa chalipin, even according to whichever Rav or Levi it is, who says that matbeh can't be used as a vehicle for chalipin, me'avad hu delo avi chalipin, it can't be used for chalipin. Ha'knuyim mikrim b'chalipin, but it can certainly be acquired in chalipin. So the way I wrote it on the page is it can't be a vehicle for chalipin, but it can be the object of chalipin. Why me to have a payroll? Rav Nachman, just like Rav Nachman says that payroll, as we'll see later on, cannot be used as chalipin, but they can be bought by chalipin. There's no question about that. Payroll of Nachman avavgavdi tanelu avdi chalipin, can be makum chalipin, even though payroll, according to Rav Nachman, can't be the vehicle of chalipin, they can be the object of chalipin. Tivanami lo sha, same thing with a coin. So our Papa's take is, even if you think a coin can't be used as chalipin, it can be the object of chalipin. So, let's see a challenge to this. Haya omed bagaren, if you were standing in the granary, and you wanted to redeem your maaser sheni. Now, remember, if you redeem your own maaser sheni, you have to pay an extra fifth. If you redeem someone else's or someone else redeems yours, he just pays the value. He redeems it on the value. So now you're standing in the goren. Vein biyado maot, you have no money in your hands. Amar lachaver hari perot alav nutunim lachamatanat, which should really be omer lachaver, as you see. You tell the other fellow, listen, these perot are yours. I'm giving them to you as a gift. The stuff that he has to be maaser. Then you turn around and say, I am redeeming what is now your fruit on the money that's in my house. That you can do. Tam adain biyado maot. But what's the reason that you have to do it that way? Because you don't have the money in your hand. But if you had money, you had the money with you out in the granary. The implication is that you can give the other fellow the money, uparik, and then he can redeem your perot. Instead of doing it this way, you could give him the money and then have him redeem the perot. Tahachi adif tahavin anochri, and you'd rather, because then he's a different person, then he's gonna, you'd rather have an outside person be redeeming your fruit as opposed to the opposite. The opposite way, as Rashi points out, it looks a little less like you're really trying to do an end run around the chomesh. But in any case, that would be the ideal way to do it. And the only reason you can't do it is because you don't have the money in your hand. If you're but if you think that you could be konam matbeah b'chalipin, then you don't have that money in your hand. You could have the money back in your house. So niknu le'maot l'heach agav sudar. Take out a handkerchief, take out a turban, pick it up, have the guy pick it up and say, I'm makna the money to you. And now the guy will take the money and redeem the perot on it. Save the fifth. Make it look better. What do you need to have the money with you? So it must be that ne'em matbeah inu niknu b'chalipin. So the answer is delightly sudar. The way we get around it is say we're talking about a guy who doesn't happen to have a sudar with him out in the granary. So why don't you give him a gift of a little bit of land? After all, you're a farmer, you're a landowner. Give him a little bit of the land, and agav, the land, give him the money that's in the house. The answer is delightly karka. We're talking about a guy who doesn't have karka. But it says he's standing in a granary. The answer is begorin chenel shalo. He borrowed someone else's granary. He doesn't have any land, and he's a sharecropper, whatever it may be, and so therefore, that's the case. So the Tana wanted to go out of his way to talk about literally a naked man, he has nothing, he has no clothes, he has no land, he has no nothing, and that's why the only way that he could possibly have the other fellow have money is if he had it in his hand to give him, but if it's in his house, well, if he has a house, then same problem, but if he has a house, he can't effectively give the money to the other fellow because he has no vehicle for chalipin there. But that's out of this, out of the way. Alav shvamina ein mapeh b'chalipin. The answer must be that you cannot be konan mapeh b'chalipin. We reject our papa shvamina. Because otherwise, in this case, he could have simply, a normal guy, he has some clothes with him, he has land, he has whatever it is, a vehicle for giving the money that's in his house, gifting it to the fellow who's out there with him, even if he doesn't have it in his hand, and you can get around the Chumash that way. Must be that it doesn't work. If Papa himself changed his mind and said, you're right, and not only, according to some, Matbea can't be a vehicle for chalipin, but everybody will agree that Matbea can't be acquired via chalipin. Why? He had 12,000 dinarim owed to in Bechozoi. Aklinu Rav Shmua Bar Acha agav asifa devete. And he wanted to give Rav Shmua Bar Acha the rights to collect it, so he was makin it to him as a kinyan agav with his house. Ki ata nafik lape atavach, and he was so happy when Rav Shmua Bar Abba came back, that Bar Acha came back, that he went all the way to Tavach to greet him. So we have all good Gdolei Eretz Yisrael saying that Ein Makbeya Nikne B'Chalipin, and all agreeing to that point. All right, so we've rejected Rav Papa's presentation. Rav Papa himself backed off from it, but not so simple. Eitu Rabbi Abba Le'ula. Remember, Ula was one of the authorities who said that ein makbeah nikneh b'chalipin. Makbeah, a coin, cannot be acquired via chalipin. So here's the challenge. Harei shayu chamara b'fu alav tovar inoto bashuk. Let's say you're in the marketplace, and your workers, the people who are driving your donkeys or working in your house, come and say to you, where's our money? And you need to pay them, and they needed to eat. V'amar l'shulchani, so there was a money change there. And you said, tein li b'dinar ma'ot. Give me copper coins, a dinar worth of copper coins, and I'll take care of them. I'll finish off with them. And I will give you what sounds like a dinar plus a small coin from money that I have in my house, which means he's offering to pay him more than he's getting from him. Sounds an awful lot like ribit. And the halacha is that if this balabas, who owes the money, has money in his own house, then that deal works. If not, it's prohibited. Why is it prohibited? Because he's taking a loan from the Shulchani and he's offering him ribit. Now, but if we accept this rejection of Rav Papa and say that Mapea can't be used as chalipin, in other words, if I'm able to acquire money that's in my house to you via chalipin, then I'm basically giving you the money, you're giving the money, and I'm giving you a little bit extra, which is whatever sort of gift, but it's not a halva. But if, then I'm borrowing money from the Shulchani, and I'm going to pay him back, and that's ribit, vasur. So having money in the house doesn't help at all. Ishtik, Ula had no answer to this. Sounds like, really, So Amarle, Rav Abba said back to Ula, he said, maybe I have an answer for you. Dilma idiba idiba prototot shanu. Maybe the money that the Shulchani has is not really money, it's slugs. And maybe the money he has at home is also slugs. And the reason that it works is they're both perot. And that's why it works b'chalipin. So in other words, I say, give me some of those metal slugs that you have, and I'll pay him. And I will give you metal slugs from my house. I'm being mocking them to you now. Perot, certainly b'chalipin. So Amar le'in. Ula said, yeah, that's a good answer. Dekanami, I'll prove that it's a good answer. Diktani, yefei dinar utrisit. Remember I mentioned when we opened this braita that it sounds like I'm giving you a dinar's worth. Now, yefei dinar utrisit means that the value of a dinar and this little bit of coin, veloktani dinar yafei utrisit. But he didn't say, I'll pay you a good dinar. He said, yefei dinar means the value of a dinar, shmamina. So we've solved that. So now we've said, we could still hold the position that ein matbea nikne b'chalipin, and in this case, simply we're dealing with slugs in which it's a simple kinyan chalipin. Ravashi of perot. Ravashi amar the olam b'damim uv'protatot. Ravashi says you don't have to go that far. You could say that what he's asking the Shulchani for is real money. You're talking about prutot, and that the money he's going to give him from the house is also. But Kevan Deilei, what did we say earlier, and we're going to see this in the fifth parak, that when you borrow something and you already have the item in your house, and you borrow it just for a short period of time, then you could borrow Seya B'Seya, meaning you could borrow a value for itself. So in that case, there's no prohibition. All right, so in other words, this will work as long as he has the money at home, and it's still, but it still does not prove that Ma'benik the Machalipin. Now Toshma, call on Asad Damin Ba'acher, given Shazachaz and Chayev Ze Bachalifin, or Bachalifav. The Mishnah Kiddushin, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Literally, anything that becomes valued by something else, the minute you take one item, then you're obligated to pay the other one, pay the item back. And we'll see an example of that, the examples the Mishnah gives in a minute. Call on Asad Damin Ba'acher, my new, what does it mean when something becomes valued by something else? Matbea, that's a coin. So you see that a coin, it says, sounds like anything that's used to pay, which means a coin. The minute that you take it, the other guy's obligated b'chalifav. Sounds like the matbeah itself is bought b'chalipin. So Rav Yehuda Hachi Kamar, now this is how it reads. Kol ha-nishom damim b'acher, anything that's appraised by a money value. Kevan shezachazen chayezeh b'chalifav, meaning that it's metaltalin. That anything that is metaltalin, because it's appraised by a valuation of money, the minute you take one side, you're obligated to give the other what you're trading to the other fellow. It's a straight up swap. Hachinam mistabra, and we really have to read it that way. Miniktani seifa ketzad echlif shor b'paror or chamor b'shor. In the seifa it says, what's an example of this? If you swap an ox for a cow or a cow or a donkey for an ox, then the minute you pull the ox, you have to, the para becomes the property of the other fellow. So shmamina, you could see from the other, we're not talking about money, we're talking about goods. Now, ulamala de salika daite minkari matbea, but according to our original thought, that the Mishnah was really talking about coins, my ketzad, why were the examples of animals? So hachikamar, this is what it means. Upera nami avdi chalipin. In other words, the opening part of the Mishnah, this is how we thought to read it. The opening part of the Mishnah says that coins can be used for chalipin, and not only that, but perot can also be used for chalipin. Ketzad, what an example, short parah, parchamomer, short, etc. Now, hanechal Rav Sheshet, this is the machloket that we alluded to earlier. This will work only according to Rav Sheshet, demar peri avdi chalipin. In other words, that take on the Mishnah will only work if we accept Rav Sheshet's approach that you can use perot for chalipin, or cows for chalipin. Al Rav Nachman, nor kli in aval perilo avdi chalipin, the one pasuk I put on the page, the famous pasuk in Root Perak Dalet, Pasuk Zion, which is the source of all of Chalipin, where the text testifies that in the old days a person would take off his shoe and give it to someone else to demonstrate a kinyan. So Rav Nachman reads that very literally and says, only a kli, you have to use a vessel for Chalipin and nothing else. Therefore, how do we explain the Mishnah that gives examples of Chalipin with trading animals? So my ketzad, so hachi kamar, yesh tamim shein kechalipin. Sometimes money is treated like chalipin, ketzad. Hechlif tmei shor v'parah, if you gave the money, the value of an ox. So you're not swapping an ox for a cow. You're saying, I'm going to swap my ox for your cow, but I want to keep my ox, so what's my ox valued at? I'll give you the money. Oh, tmei chamor v'shor. So now my tamid Rav Nachman, what's Rav Nachman's reason for saying you can't use perot for chalipin? Sabra lak Rav Yochanan. The answer is we have a machloket, a well-known machloket between Yochanan and Shlokish. What is the essential kinyan of metaltalin? According to Yochanan, the essential kinyan of metaltalin is ma'ot. Our dvar Torah ma'ot konot. The minute means when I come and I buy your grapes, the minute I give you the money, the grapes are mine. Name amruchu shichakona. So why did the rabbis say that the money is not yours until I take possession of the grapes? Because what's going to happen? I'm going to come to you. I'm going to give you $1,000 for wheat. And the wheat is now mine. And then you're going to turn around and say, oh, 5 minutes ago there was a fire, burned down your wheat, and I lose. The Rabbanon only extended the gzeirah that the items cannot become mine until, the money can't become yours until I take possession in a common situation like a sale. Milted lo shchicha lo gazu berabbanon. But in an unusual case, like the one listed in that Mishnah in Kiddushin, where it's demeshor, etc., they weren't gozer, and therefore, the minute that I take the money, the animal becomes yours already. Remember, Shlokish disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that the real kinyan d'oraita is ma'ot, and meshicha is gzera d'rabanan to protect the buyer. Rabbi Shlokish says the opposite. the real kinyan of Mashicha, that's from the pasuk in Bahar in Vayikra Chafei, O Kano Miyad Liyad, Davar Nikna Miyad Liyad, and that Maot is just what you owe. So Hanechi Savalak Rav Sheshet, so Rav Shlakish's position will only work if he accepts Rav Sheshet that you can use anything for Chalipin. So it's like Rav Sheshet, then he'll explain this Brayta according to Rav Sheshet. If he holds like Rav Nachman that you can't use Peret for Chalipin, then when you swap the animal, the Mabeah isn't yours. How's he going to explain the Brayta? So it must be that Rav Shlakish will have to explain the Brayta according to Rav Sheshet. He just can't buy into Rav Nachman. And that, by the way, is a sugi we saw in Kiddushin. Now, Tanan, in the end of our Mishnah, we said, call metaltalin kunin zetzeh. All metaltalin can be acquire each other. From Rav Shlakish, here we go, is the problem. Afilu kis malei ma'ot, but kis malei ma'ot. You could even swap two pouches of coins, one for the other. Sounds like matbea nasa chalipin. So how do we put this all together? We just said in matbea nasa chalipin. So tegemar vacha bedinor an kava nigra. We're talking about coins that were either invalidated. We'll see what they are. Echad shepsal to machud ve'echad shepsal to medina. Coins that have a mint on them, have an image on them, but they've been invalidated either by the realm, by the king, or locally. Now here's the deal. If they're invalidated by the realm, then that means people are using them everywhere, but kind of quietly, like a black market. If they're invalidated locally by the province, then they won't be used here at all, because the locals, okay, the officers will catch up with you, but it's used elsewhere in the realm. Utsricha. And I need to demonstrate that both of those are considered peirot and not matbeya. If I only mentioned the one where the king invalidated it, because you're not allowed to use it at all, anywhere. But if I talked about one where the local government invalidated the coin and took it out of circulation, then I would say, in a case like that, I can use it in other provinces. Maybe it's considered matbea even here. And therefore I can't swap coins for coins. And if I only had the case of the local agency invalidating it, saying, oh, those are coins you could swap because those are payrot. Because locally you can't use them even secretly. But then I would think, erroneously, that if the kingdom invalidated it, and those are cases where I may use the coin, I will be able to use the coin privately. I might think it's still called matbeah. That's why I need both cases. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in Yirtz Hashem in the next podcast at the very bottom of Mem Vav Amud Bet. I'm Rabbi Rav Huna, Mechor Li Be'elu, etc. And we will get to the famous Machloket, Rav and Levi, about Kalev Shalkona and Kalev Shalmocher, as far as what Kalim are used for Chalipin. Everybody should have a wonderful day.